Hello.
My name is Michael, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Okay, so I was having a problem. The website was messing up trying to file my weekly claim. I finally got it to do it, but it's saying I have some issues to clear up, and it told me to call because I'm just now seeing, because it says one of the issues is direct deposit, and it said another one was trying to clear up separation or something it was saying.
Okay. Can I get your social security number?
420-37-3570.
Your first and last name?
Justin Bishop.
Your date of birth?
March 4th, 1991.
Your mother's maiden name?
Bishop.
And your driver's license number?
817-4413.
You said you did your weekly for this week, right?
Yeah, I just was finally able to do it before it kept giving me an error on logging in to do the weekly certification.
And you said you have a direct deposit issue.
Well, it was saying it gave a bunch of, well, it gave like three or four issues. One was saying it's standard, one said separation. Another one said direct deposit, because I do need to change my direct deposit account on there.
So we can help regarding the direct deposit issue, like in changing your bank account information. But the other issues, I'm going to give you a number to call, sir.
Okay,
so give me 1 minute.
Yeah, because it's saying I didn't file, but I did.
You're saying you didn't do your weekly?
Yeah, when I log in on Claimant Portal, it says you have not December 10th, but I literally just did it. And when you click on File Weekly, it sends you to a website that says Error 403, this web app is stopped. So you can't even go to.
Actually, your claim was considered to be ineligible.
That's what they're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so do I need
to file another one in your claim? Yes, sir.
Weird. I thought I did do a new one. That's because I think I did start a whole new claim. But, yeah, because I started a whole new one, but I think it was I might actually end up using a different email, but that one I can't get to the screen because every time I try to do it, it's giving an error. So let me see.
The claim you filed on December 4th?
Yeah.
It's the same claim I was talking about. It was considered to be ineligible.
Did it say why?
I won't be able to see the reason why.
So I gotta file another claim again, I guess. Alright, let me file a new claim again, man. Because I just made that one. How did it tell you?
Let me see. I'm sorry, can you repeat your social security number one more time?
420-37-3570. I'll try this again.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college. College.
Would you like to receive your payment through direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Check-ins or savings?
Checking.
Can I get your routing number?
Okay. All right. Let me get it to give me the routing number. Okay, routing number is 1243-162.
And your bank account number?
Bank account number is 6934-4969-6855.
Okay, so routing number is said 1243-162.
Yes.
Account number 6934-4969-6855.
Yes.
And what will be your what will be your mailing address?
112 Aspen Circle, ASPNCIR, apartment 201.
And the city?
Homewood, Alabama.
And the zip code?
35209.
Okay, so you said 112 Aspen Circle, apartment 201, Homewood, Alabama, 35209.
Yeah.
Is residence address different from the above mailing address?
Yeah.
So what would be your residence address?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, it's the same. I thought it was actually from my old address. I would say when I first did one last year, it was the old address. That's what I'm saying.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
Can I get your phone number?
205-597-9468.
And what would be your email address?
jbishop91@meme.com.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jasper, Hubbardville, Coleman, Fultondale, or none of the above?
Fultondale.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Cincinnati College of Mortuary Science, College of Mount St. Vincent, Huntington University, Nova Southeastern University, or none of the above?
None of the above.
What month was Christine Bishop born in? January, March, May, July, none of the above.
July. That's a new question. Probably put that on.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Wait, what's that one? I don't get that one.
It stands for Trade Readjustment Allowance Certification. Do you have TRA certification?
Oh, no. I don't think I ever had it. No.
When was the last day that you worked?
Let me check the thing. Open it. Well, I know it's in the summertime. It was. It was June the 26th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
If I'm a contracted worker, I guess, is that self-employed or what?
You said that if you are a contracted employer? No. Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is the company's name that you worked for last?
Uber.
You said Uber?
Yeah.
Uber?
Yeah.
What is the name that is on your pay stub?
Uber Incorporated, usually. That's what it says on my tax return thing, too.
Okay, Huba, do you have the address?
Yeah, let me look it up and get the address there. Oh. All right. Their address is 1455 3rd Street, and it's San Francisco, California.
What would be the zip code?
94158.
Okay, so you said 1455 something street. Can you repeat that word one more time?
Third Street. Three.
Third Street.
Yeah, Third Street.
What will be the company's phone number?
It is, okay, hold on. I got that direct phone number because they don't have it online. It is 1-866-245-1176.
When was your employment start date?
I think August of last year.
When was your last day worked?
Okay. I think I said it was June 26th of this year.
Okay, what was the city and the state work was performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
Lost transportation.
Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
Your PIN number is going to be 7091.
Okay.
All right, so it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. Also, you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each time you claim benefits. You must file a weekly certification either by the telephone or the internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to file every week could result in a loss of benefits. If you would like to file through the internet, the web address will be www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Or if you would like to file through the phone, the number to call will be 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made from Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. So do you have any question?
No, that was it.
Okay, so thank you for calling. I hope you have a good day, sir.
Thank you, sir.